Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And here we go.
Okay.
Good Lord.
God bless us all. Let's go.
The Sabbath day is holy.
Here we go.
Brothers, sisters, siblings, welcome to Penn Sunday School, starring Penn Jillette. My name is Michael Ledoux. Penn, Matt, Randy, Rich, and I are broadcasting from Show Creator Studios South. This week, Penn is back 100%, so right here in the opening, we're going to tell you right now, ivermectin, bullshit, and opinion, size, age, shape, color, origin, material, and purpose. Well, here he is, preaching love, stupid, big old, square-headed, red-faced, newfie meat magician, Mr. Penn Jillette.
That's me. Wow, Godot.
Nailed
preaching
it.
Love. Godot nailed it. If we give you a task, you could actually do it.
I can do it.
It won't be just left you floating in the air that you that you're useless.
I keep asking you for help, and you keep going, oh, I don't, just do whatever.
Yeah, that was good. That was really good.
That was really good.
Okay. Pleasure to be back.
Okay, some doctor wrote in, a pharmacist wrote in. Is a doctor or pharmacist ready?
I don't remember. Does it matter?
A guy wrote in. It could be a gal. Could be a sibling of any kind. He wrote in that you go on the fucking show, okay? And you say, I'm an idiot. Here's the shit I did that was stupid, 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 stupid. And some guy writes in and says, that stuff you did was really stupid. You shouldn't have admitted it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to get busted because I can't keep anything secret and I'm a magician. This person says, I should not have taken the monoclonal
right.
Because it's only for people who are wicked sick.
Right.
It's not for people who might get sick. And I answer him, well, my high school girlfriend told me to take it. Also, they say they want people to take it and people are not. So a month ago, that was true. Now, there's not enough of it. When I took it, there was too much of it.
Right.
So fuck you in the neck. Done with it. Intervectin. What is it?
Ivermectin.
Intervectin.
Ivermectin. Intervectin
was total and utter bullshit.
Yes.
And I should not have taken it. I should not have taken it. More than that, the information for why I shouldn't have taken it was available at the fucking time. My doctor was wrong. I was wrong. Everybody that's ever said a good thing about intervectin.
Ivermectin,
who is not full of worms, is full of shit. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay? And he says saying monoclonal and ivermectin in the same sentence is evil, bad, and stupid. Yes. But I don't know. And all that got me better is the fact that I was vaccinated.
Yes.
Or I'd be dead as a hammer.
Possibly.
Some guy's going to write in.
Maybe not yet. We say possibly.
To invoke statements like, I feel or I think we have actual data confirming the effectiveness of the antibody treatment is not helpful. It's bias and anti-science. It's beyond an opinion. Yes, 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 yes. Juxtaposing ivermectin, no solid data, and a political landmine for idiots. Vitamin D, zinc, some compelling but inconclusive data, and REGN, very solid data, and then drawing an equivalency across the entire Rogan regimen, which I never did. Not once. Never. Not once. I did not do that. I am guilty of being a fucking idiot. I am guilty of doing stupid shit.
Again.
No, still. Continuously.
Still.
Not again. And saying you don't know what, I didn't say I don't know anything that works. I said the vaccine fucking worked.
Yes.
We know that. I didn't claim anything else. And yes, I'm privileged and I took the monoclonal stuff, which they just said, Penn, we're going to throw it away anyway. You want it in your veins? I said, sure. Which is true if you get some old motor oil too. It's going to flip. But this guy, I want to say, whoever wrote this, you are 100% right. Fuck you. Is that okay?
That seems fair.
Yeah. I am completely better. I am 100% better, which was not true last week. I came back from doing Sunday school, and I was exhausted. Mm-hmm. And then doing the show that night was wicked difficult.
Wow.
But finally, this week, really about Tuesday or Wednesday, mm-hmm. I was all better.
Good.
So what have you been up to, Matt Donnelly? We'll get him out of the way, Goodell, because we know you have a lot of adventures.
Yeah, I don't know if I have any adventures. What have I been up to, Goodell?
What have you been up to?
Yeah.
Taking care of your kids.
Yeah, I've been doing that a lot.
That's what I was thinking. Your wife is working, so you're taking care of your kids.
Yeah, my wife's doing a ton of shows.
We were thinking of calling you for croquet, but then we thought, no, his wife's working. He's got
to. You never invite me to croquet, ever.
You work. We know your schedule.
Never once have you invited me to croquet.
Okay, we'll go play croquet this week.
I'll get a sitter for croquet.
Would you?
Yes.
Because that was our consideration last night.
Yes. Next time you meet, know that I consider croquet to be sitter-worthy activity.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
This is breaking news.
We'll invite you at any time.
I would consider canceling the show for croquet. You know, up until 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago,
yeah,
Penn and Teller had, get this, never missed a show.
Yeah.
Never.
I know.
Over 10,000 shows.
Yeah.
Broken bones, everything. Never missed a show. Then Teller's back went.
Yeah.
And then COVID came. And now we cancel shows like rabbits drop shit. We just don't fucking care anymore. So we had all these, let me get everything right before I say this, so this pharmacist isn't jumping on my dick. We were playing 3 Native American casinos.
Yes.
We were playing one in Minnesota, one in, I think, Washington State, and one in Arizona. Those are coming up. Those are our fall tour. And I believe at least one of them, but probably all of them, were sold out.
Right.
And we were really excited. This would be nice. And we were arguing whether we should take a private plane, which means it costs us money to do the gig. But that's okay. Teller and I don't get paid anymore anyway. You know, we have a 1,400-seat theater,
right.
Has about 600 people in it, which is really good, sounds really good, crowd's good, they enjoy the show, we enjoy the show, everybody gets paid. When I say everybody, I mean except Penn and Teller. So we're going to go on the road, and then we're going to rent a jet because we wanted to be safer, and I wanted our crew to be safer. So that means that the casino makes money, people see a show, they like it, crew makes money. Jet people make money. Penn and Teller, doesn't matter. We're all ready to do that because we've been saying for years that we do the show because we love to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the universe decided, let's find out. If we stop paying them, let's see how long Penn and Teller keep doing shows. We're still going. So it's all sold out, ready to go. Boom, boom, boom. Final tech stuff is done.
Yep.
You know, we're talking through it. Boom, boom, boom. Then they say to Glenn, casually on the phone, we're sovereign. So
congratulations.
Glenn says, yeah. What's that got to do with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. They say, we don't have to have mask mandates. Come again? We don't have to have mask mandates. Well, that's good. That's good you don't have to, but you are. No. So there's no mask mandates in the theater. No. So Glenn comes to us and says, you know, Aaron, Bert, Drew, Matt, and Wayne are in among the audience. Even if you don't use audience volunteers, even if you're a good distance, even if everybody backstage is masked, you're sending 5 of your coworkers in among these people that aren't masked. Now, we know that masks only, but by a factor of 2, right?
Yeah.
They protect you. And we know that it's much higher for vaccinations, but, you know,
yeah.
We're not Springsteen. Something that I am a little grateful for. Only a little.
Yeah.
But I think Springsteen suffers more than me.
I read his book. He does.
Yeah. So Springsteen suffers more than me.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not Springsteen.
Yeah.
Even if he does jump up on a piano and wear a flannel shirt.
His highs are possibly higher. His lows are definitely lower.
No. His highs aren't higher. I've seen him really happy. So what?
How many knee slides into crowd surfing do you do at the Penn & Teller show?
Knee slides into crowd surfing? Yeah. He's done that?
Yeah.
With his guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I saw him, you know, back before you were born.
All right.
When I saw him at the Guthrie in Minneapolis, what I loved was he would hand his guitar to people while he ran through the audience.
Yeah.
I just loved that he hit his guitar to people. And they would always, I mean, always, they saw it twice, you know, but they would check to see, I wonder if this is really on. Bang! Oh, Jesus.
That's pretty
then
great.
Then they would hold it carefully.
Yeah.
Because they would go, he'd go, hey, hold this.
Yeah.
The guy holding the guitar, and he'd go, let me like, the just about a time you would think, right?
Yeah.
Two, one, bang! Oh! And the boing was really loud. I think he might have goosed up the volume
before
he
handed
it. Maybe the boing was on tape.
Boing. So anyway.
Tell my wife.
Dave Grohl, I think, still has that kind of fun.
He does. I think Dave Grohl has fun.
Yes.
I don't think Dave Grohl has low lows.
No, no.
I think Dave Grohl just kind of goes through life okay.
I think so.
Anyway, so we say to them, okay, well, for the Penn & Teller show, could you have a mask mandate? No. Okay. So we have postponed, you know. They're very nice to us. We're very nice to them. Good relationship.
Right.
We sold well. Everything's good. We will postpone until the COVID is gone. So we'll be playing there in 2038. 2038, look forward to seeing Penn & Teller on the road. So those three gigs were canceled. Oh, so
sorry to hear that.
It's a real drag.
The one that we did up in North Dakota, the Native American, there was a mask mandate that they enforced. So,
well, that's good.
It was good.
It's good. Yeah, our audiences at the Rio are very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very few slipping down below the nose in the Home Depot chin bra. Very few people doing the Home Depot chin bra. And then if they do, someone comes over and reminds them.
Nice.
Because sometimes, you know, they're taking a drink and they don't remember to put it back up. I believe that the Rio, with our ventilation system and the high ceilings and... I think we're pretty safe. I think we're pretty safe.
Specifically that the Rio, your room had to become compliant by... because of filming two seasons of Fool Us in there, the filters were dictated by the union.
Yeah, we have big herpes filters. What are they called?
HEPA?
Herpes.
Herpes filter.
Herpes filters. I'll tell you, there's no herpes in the ventilation system.
Yeah. So that's not how I got it.
No.
Okay.
You probably got it from me.
Okay. Then I'm proud.
I have we have a friend who would brag that his wife got herpes from Bob Crane.
And because you said Bob Crane, we know who it is.
Yeah. But when you have, you know, when you have the strain, when you have Hogan's herpes, that's pretty good. Hogan's herpes, which is a slightly different theme, but not much. Same drums.
No.
You know, we played... Hogan's herpes theme in my high school marching band.
Really?
Yeah, I get to
play. That's funny because I was while on the road. I listened to a lot of high school marching bands in the last few weeks.
Why?
Well, because they're at the fairs. They march through the fairs and stuff. And I realized that every high school marching band is kind of the home version of Name That Tune. Because it's a high school marching band, you're pretty sure you know what song it is.
Yeah.
You just can't tell. Is that
there was
Tusk?
There was a movement in marching bands that I think was only in the 70s and very brief, where they would do Chaos. You ever see that?
No?
They would do chaos in the marching bands. They would have like two measures where they would all run in a random order. Our marching band was not hip enough to do that, and it was also too early. But boy, Mark Garland told me about it, and I think we watched. That was before the days of YouTube, so you couldn't just pull it up. But I think we saw one on TV, and it was really funny. You know, they were told to run at random and then get back in formation. You know, yeah, two measures.
That's got to look great.
Yeah, really great. Really great. But, and when we saw Extreme Elvis before he was arrested, we were all thrown out of the club because he was naked and urinating on people, which is why I hired him to play a backyard party for me.
That's legal at a private event.
Yeah, it is. In my private events, it's mandatory. He had opening for him a marching band out of San Francisco, a hip marching band.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, kind of cutting edge marching band.
Isn't that what David Byrne's current show is?
Yes, yes, yes. Although David Byrne's is more of a funk.
Okay.
Yeah.
His show's about to reopen.
Yeah.
He's going in this, the Springsteen closed, and he's going in that theater.
Oh, that theater.
Yeah.
Well, I think David Byrne's pretty happy.
Highs and lows are.
Yeah.
I bet Dave Byrne's is even Steven.
David Byrne does seem to be pretty even Steven.
Yeah. And it seems like his rules are about being even Steven.
Yeah.
And everything about it just seems like he just does his actual job. No, his show, which you saw.
Yeah. I think arguably one of the best music shows I've ever seen.
So one a kid I coached in rec when we were young, a kid I went to high school with, is the drummer in that show.
Oh, so I met him.
Yes, Tim Kuiper.
Is he the lead drummer? Because there's four drummers.
He's the little white guy drummer.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Is he the one that the only gift he had for the king was the drum? Oh, that's a different little drummer boy.
Different little drummer boy. Same story.
Probably not white in the original story.
In the minds of Christians.
He looks very white.
He's so fucking white. In the minds of Christians.
Albino.
He is wicked white. He is Edgar fucking Winter. You know, if you go right now to Texas and ask how they would identify the skin tone of the
Can you draw the little drummer boy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're not going to draw the little drummer boy historically accurate. Now, the fact, there's no place else in Penn Sunday School other than Penn Sunday School where you'd be talking about the little drummer boy as a historical character. Because we deny the Bible's historical accuracy, but a song. A little drummer boy, 100%. This is my gift I bring.
Yeah, even the rhythm we believe is accurate, right? It was rum-pa-pum-pum, right?
No one could make up that story.
Boy, do I not like the little drummer boy.
Hey, but you know what's amazing? I mean, here's why it has to be true. You couldn't play a drum for a baby. It's got to be the Lord. Because if you played a drum for a baby, there'd be nothing but
the screams. The Lord doesn't play the drum.
I'm saying to the baby.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone with a newborn, the last thing they want is a stranger showing up and saying, can I play my drums for your kid?
I have a gift.
No, he's requesting breast milk every 2 hours as it is.
What we actually need is one of those diaper compactors.
Yeah.
The diaper genie.
What I need is a wipe warmer. We need more than I need.
A wipe warmer or a diaper genie if you have a gift to bring. I would say take your perumpa-rump pump and shove it up your fucking ass.
Yeah, some New York Yankees binkies, that would be fine.
Yeah. If you saw did you watch the video, the HBO presentation of David Byrne's show?
No, because I saw it live.
Right.
But I wanted to keep that in my head.
I thought you were going
to
say the HBO presentation of Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Because it was great.
See, that is the baby cried the whole time. They show them arriving by bike and leaving by bike from show. Yes. And what happened was, like, you know, when you tour and you go, like, people go, like, oh, you went to so-and-so. Did you go to blank? Did you go to blank? And you're like, no, I worked. Yeah. I loaded shit into a theater. I did a show and I loaded shit out of a theater.
Yeah.
He led a bike ride for the entire company every stop they went to. And he had a tour planned out for them. He would ride them to different landmarks around the city they were playing in and do a little tour about the city they were in.
Yeah, David Byrne does that every city.
Yeah,
he has his bike on a tray. I don't want to do that. I want to go to the Starbucks, open my computer, and write.
Yeah,
that's what I want to do.
Yeah,
but you know, I work all the time,
right?
And get a certain output of material.
Yeah,
and David Byrne puts out more material than me, and has time to ride around on a bike. I guess that's because David Byrne is smart.
Yes.
And I'm not.
Right.
But I plug along.
Yeah.
I'm a plugger. So we're not, I'm really sad because I was kind of looking forward to, you know, playing different room and getting in there. But those dates are postponed.
Now, so did Glenn talk to the crew about these rules? Was your crew upset about this ahead of time?
We made the decision for the crew.
Right.
I suppose if the entire crew had come to us and said, we want to be in among those people without the masks. I don't
sound like your crew.
I don't think it would make a difference. I think we'd say, no, we want you to be safe.
Yeah.
I mean, I realize that paternalistic point of view is not one that I usually applaud, but, my name's on the fucking marquee.
Yeah.
How's that for pulling rank?
And then also, if it's any kind of spreading event, the names that people say are Penn and Teller.
Right, right. They don't say, whoa, there was that big Matt and Wayne spreading event. super spreader. Okay, so let's talk about, what do we talk about all the time? Me being stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. So, there is a recall election.
Yeah.
In California. Okay.
Governor Newsom, yeah.
For Governor Newsom, who is Tommy Newsom of the Tonight Show band's son. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
It's not true, but isn't that great?
Wow. Yeah.
Remember Tommy Newsom, trumpet
mm-hmm.
player?
Mm-hmm.
Really cool guy. Interesting guy. That night. Hey, Tommy Newsom. It'd be Doc Severance.
Yeah.
And then if Doc Severance was out playing a date at like the Westbury Music Fair, they would say, Tommy Newsom's leading the band tonight. And he'd go, hey, Johnny, how you doing? And he'd go, you're not dressed like Doc. And they'd bow to each other, do that weird golf shit and all that weird 70s stuff. Tommy Newsom, great guy.
Uh-huh.
Loved him. His son, governor of California. Not true.
Okay.
Not true. Could just as much be Doc Severance's son. Not true.
Yeah.
But when I see Newsom, I think, oh, well, he's in California.
Yeah.
Tommy Newsom, Tonight Show. Must be Tommy Newsom. I would say that if I were going to a press conference with Gavin Newsom, the question I would ask, I'm here to talk about COVID and all the problems you've been having in California. Yes, please.
Did you ever watch The Tonight Show when you were a kid?
Yes, I did. So we got-
There's a guy in the band called Tommy Newsom.
That's right. He played trumpet, I believe.
Yes.
So we're trying to see if we can get the schools open.
I haven't asked my question yet.
Right. We want to get the schools open.
Any relation?
I don't think so. Not that I know of.
But you don't think so?
Well, I mean, he's not my father, if that's what you're asking.
DNA test. DNA test. DNA test.
Liar.
We want the papers.
Maury Povich, let's do this.
You know.
And yet another reason to recall him.
Here's what I...
He's a bastard.
Here's what I think. I think you're trying to ride into the governorship of California the way Trump rode into the presidency of the United States. He was a birther.
Yes.
You're a trumpeter.
I'm a trumpeter.
So I was on.
How can you remember what you were talking about after all that?
Real time. I was on.
It's amazing.
I was on real time.
Uh-huh. With Bill Maher.
Everyone else, if you're listening at home, this is the part to turn it up. There's a big detail coming up here that no one gathered. and I know where the story is going, and no one gathered this specific detail.
I was on Real Time with Bill Maher.
How long ago?
4 years ago.
Right.
With Gavin Newsom, right? And we chatted.
Yeah.
And I liked him. There was also two other people on the show that I liked more. There was a woman I talked to 4 times longer than Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
And the information on why is right in that description. But Gavin Newsom was a amiable.
Yeah.
Smart. Gentle. Good guy.
Yeah.
So I talked to him and we took a picture side by side, smiling. So I'm watching this recall election in a half-assed way, right?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, wow, did they paint themselves into a really, really dumbass corner?
Right.
Because they've got this recall thing, which we have recalls really easy. They're called elections.
Yeah.
You just do them, you wait, you just vote.
And specifically, regardless of party, the California way of pulling a recall is really weird and easy.
Really?
Pull up.
Yeah. Well, it's 4% you need on the
there's an incredibly small amount of signatures you need to start.
And then you get to do this. And then the way they do it is, even if the guy you're recalling has more votes than all the people that are on the other, he can't run.
Yeah.
So you end up with a stone-solid fool like Elders.
Yeah.
A dangerous fucking fool like Elders. A really dangerous fucking fool, right? Who is in the brand of Trump, right?
Yeah.
And who wants to do things to work on the side of COVID. Now, here's the weird thing, okay? What's it called? Mui? Mui?
Mu.
Mu. Not mu. Mui. Mui. It's not pronounced. It's the Greek letter.
Yes.
Mu. We'll call it mu.
Mu.
But it's pronounced like
mu.
Mu. Mu. Mu.
Mu.
Mu. Mu. Now we're doing cat talk.
a cat and a cow walking to a bar. Mu. 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 Mu.
So,
are you related to Tommy Mew?
I think he was a trumpet player.
DNA test.
Mew, we had 40 cases of Mew.
Yeah.
In Vegas. Now, Mew is the really badass.
Yes.
Terrible thing. Mew, the Mew version of COVID. 40 cases, but it was overwhelmed by Delta.
Yes.
Delta overwhelmed it. So Mew was not dangerous because of Delta. So all of a sudden in this battle against the virus, Delta has teamed up with humans,
mm-hmm.
and the Confederacy has teamed up with the virus.
Yes.
Very weird battle lines being
drawn. A lot. There are viruses.
Strange bedfellows.
That change your brain chemistry that cause you to behave in ways that are not beneficial.
Catch
to
it. So,
yes. Yeah.
Sometimes I just yell, catch it.
Mew.
I thought you were throwing something at me and I was ready to catch it. I was ready.
Yeah. So that's a weird turn. So I just thought, you know, recalling Newsom seems really stupid, especially if we get someone who is a stone solid fool in, right?
Yeah.
Dangerous fool. So when the recall was very clearly overwhelmingly in favor of Newsom, mm-hmm. I sent a little picture of me and Governor Newsom together.
Ooh.
And I said above it, congratulations, we both survived. Because I came out of COVID and he came out of his recall. Mm-hmm. The most hate tweets I have ever gotten. More hate tweets than when I tweeted after 9/11, a picture of the Twin Towers that said, imagine no religion.
Right.
More hate than that.
More hate than when you posted a picture of you and Roger Stone.
More hate than that.
Yeah.
More hate than when I misquoted Martin Luther King.
And that seemed like that was the watermark.
That was the watermark for the most hate. But I deserve that.
Yeah.
I deserve that hate. But this hate, I just got pure and clean. Wicked amounts of hate. Hate that said, why are you supporting this guy who is Hitler?
Yes. A lot of people wondering why you're on the side of Hitler.
Now, a lot of you don't know. Trombone player, tonight's show band,
yeah.
Tommy Hitler. Remember him? Remember him? When
Doc, in plain sight.
When Doc Severance was playing the Marytown Circular Theater and Tommy Newsom was out with his band playing bebop, sometimes the trombone player, Tommy Hitler, would be the one that he would bow to. And then there was no tweets. So otherwise it would have been, did you see Johnny Carson bowing to Hitler?
Yeah.
Be a big, big thing.
Big, I think, terrible thing. The way the Twitter algorithm works is when I open up my Twitter, the algorithm is like, hey, Matt, I bet you'd be interested in what's going on over here.
Yeah.
So I saw the thing with you and Gavin Newsom, and then I started reading a lot of...
By the way, can I just say right now,
yeah,
I agree with every single thing that Governor Newsom ever said or did in his life. Every single thing he said.
Really?
Every single thing he said. When he was in junior high and had just finished reading Animal Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And had his first toke of marijuana.
Yeah.
And went off on a 5-minute rant. I agree with every syllable that he said. When he was at the French Laundry without a mask,
yep,
with other people playing Who Can Cough Loudest, I agreed with him completely on everything. As a matter of fact, I have said on multiple occasions, I will do anything to give him absolute power over California. I would like to eliminate democracy,
yeah,
go into a totalitarian government, and have that led by Tommy Newsom's son, Gavin Newsom. Sometimes, when he has said things during sex, I will run in the room and say, I second that.
Right on, brother.
When he says, would you turn over? You want to turn over? I come over and go, yeah, turn over. And then I run out of the room. Every single thing he's ever said, when he's gone through the drive-thru at Burger King and said, no mayo for me, I'm in the back seat going, yeah, no mayo for Gavin. Every single thing he has ever said, I agree with, and every bit of power he has, I want increased by an unlimited factor.
Well, you wouldn't have taken a picture with him if you didn't.
No, I would not have, and I would not have said, boy, you're better than some guy who wants to, you know, go blowing things he finds dead on subways just to prove that there's no COVID. I want him, I want you in charge completely of everything. Gavin Newsom, yes, yes, yes. As a matter of fact, would you come into my home, tell me when to get up, when to go to bed, and what I can wear? Please. Tell me what size butt plug I should wear to what occasion, Gavin, because I slavishly, happily, smilingly agree with every single thing you've ever said. By the way, everything I just said about Gavin Newsom also goes for Hitler. Every single thing he's ever said.
Now, when someone asks, hey, can we grab a photo pen?
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take for you to research everything about them before you pose?
Well, there's no one I've ever taken a picture with that I don't agree with everything they said. Every single thing they've said. But that
in
is...
In perpetuity.
In perpetuity. Everything they will say. Exactly. Everything Gavin Newsom...
Because that photo was taken before COVID.
Sure.
So you knew.
Sure.
You knew about the pandemic that was coming. And you knew how he'd handle it.
Sure.
And so you took that photo.
And I knew he would be completely right. And I would agree with everything he said. Just like Stalin. Every single thing. I said, you know, Gavin, no matter how socialist you get, I'm with you. That's what I said. I said, no matter how much you want to take away people's rights, I'm with you. That's a little bit of a straw man argument, Matt, because yeah, I'm the one who posted the picture.
Yes.
It's not like someone else posted it, took it out of context. I posted it with the word congratulations.
Yeah.
To a guy I took a picture with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
it seemed almost like a joke when you posted it.
Mm-hmm.
Almost.
A little bit. A little bit. We both survived. I mean, a little bit. A little bit of a joke, almost. But I, for those.
Do you want to know how many patrons we lost because of that photo?
Yes.
One.
What? We lost a patron?
We did.
Huh?
Do I know how many we gained?
How many?
10.
Okay. Mm. So that's a net gain of 8.
No, 9.
Oh, no. What does Gavin say? What does Gavin say 10 minus 1 is?
Now, we don't necessarily gained it because of that Twitter photo. We just might have gained people who aren't on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, whoever they are, boy, it must be awesome to live in your world.
Matt, I have a question.
Yes.
How many Patreons did Tommy Newsom's son pick up from this?
I don't know if you remember, but the keyboard player,
yeah,
in the Tonight Show band,
yeah,
Kevin Paulpot. Did you know that? Did you know that?
No.
That's who played keyboard. never came up that much, but that's who it was.
Yeah.
Listen, it's hard work to maintain a small business, as you pointed out with Patreon.
Yeah. You know, exactly. This is actually for Sunday, for Wednesday show. Okay. So I don't know if you really want to do an ad in the middle of this show.
I didn't want to. I just said it's hard to keep a small business together.
I agree.
It's a good thing I stepped in.
And you know what helps us is all the regulations in California that my twin, Gavin Newsom put in place.
He was pretty tall.
A little while ago, you applied a condom for your social media.
I did. But it's not. It's only a one-way condom.
I didn't even know they made those.
It's a one-way membrane.
So how does the person who helps keep you up to date on this, how do they address this with you?
Okay, I'll tell you. First of all, if you write on Twitter, a question to me.
Yes.
Okay. That is not a question that includes how do you get tickets to your show?
Right.
Which that's just an answer sent back.
Yeah.
But if you write a real question, are you the guy I saw opening for Richie Havens in New Jersey in 1972?
Yeah.
74. Something that no one else could answer.
Yeah.
That comes right to me. Mm-hmm. Our buddy, Nichelle.
Yes.
Goes through that. She sends them to me at the end of the day, and I answer all the ones that are real questions. And then she'll put up other stuff that's really, really interesting. And I look at, I see a digest, just like I see the mail from
Ready.
Sunday school. So she said, after your Gavin Newsom picture, we got 3,640 tweets. Remember, she read every one of them.
Right.
And she said, here's some that are represented. And then I got three.
Three?
Three. So your vote was given as 1,000th.
Okay.
And I was startled by how much venom was in those. In those three, there was venom. And then I multiplied that. No, it was 3,600. So 3,600 divided by three.
Well, 100.
1,200.
Yeah.
I multiplied that by 1,200.
Yeah.
And I said, Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah.
That's what I said. And I think that things have changed. Things have changed deeply because I wasn't really upset at all.
Interesting.
I really wasn't upset at all. I think that most of the venom was because they saw me as an apostate.
Yeah.
You know, that I was libertarian and that I was supporting my great leader, Governor Newsom.
You don't even live in California.
which some tweets pointed out.
Some should count that, but okay.
Step was pointed out as a negative.
Yeah.
You don't live in California.
Enjoy your Nevada lack of state taxes while
carpetbagger.
While this zealot.
Well, I do. They're just right.
Some extreme gerrymandering that comes straight to Vegas, draws a circle around your house, and goes back to California.
Which is not weirder than the gerrymandering in Texas.
Right on target.
It didn't bother me too much. I think that, I imagine there is some small cost to that, you know, some small cost to that. I mean, I imagine that there will be X number of people who won't buy tickets because there's a picture of me next to Gavin Newsom. I don't
know. Right.
I don't.
It's hard to feel bad about something that you didn't do. I mean, you could work on it, but it seems like a stretch.
Well, no, Godot. I actually did. I actually
did. You did take a picture with him 4 years ago.
And I do prefer Gavin Newsom to Elders.
Right.
I do. I don't know if you remember this. You probably don't because you're young. But the
keep rubbing it in.
Guy that played sax, doubled on clarinet.
Yeah.
Coming to clarinet. Bobby Elders in the Tonight Show.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
No. He was second chair.
Yeah.
First chair was Billy Biden.
Yeah, yeah.
It was in the band.
I think basically, like, as someone who gets my Jersey blood boiling with gang-like loyalty to you sometimes,
yeah.
I thought about the Newsom thing a lot. And, like, I think what's strange is that, like, you've documented on this podcast your you know, movement into libertarianism and now kind of a little bit of a moving yeah. away from it as well. You've never wavered from being pro-science.
No.
And the idea that people didn't want to compute that this was 100% about COVID.
It was 100% about COVID.
Yeah.
There was nothing else. It was nothing but pro-science.
Yeah.
I believe that Newsom's policies in California are more pro-science than Elders would be.
Yeah.
And it was not against everybody else who could be governor.
Right.
It was just, I believe that that choice, at least the way it was framed to me, living in Nevada, enjoying my lack of taxes and my total freedom, because you know it's hookers for all in Nevada. Unmasked.
Unmasked hookers for all.
Unmasked hookers for all. That's what's on our license plate. What trickled down to me.
Yeah.
In the socialist New York Times.
Yeah.
And other stuff I take in, was that the real world decision that was being made by California was Newsom or Elders.
Yeah.
That was kind of what it was coming down
yes.
to.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And in that particular battle, you know, that particular coin toss, I was happy that it came up heads.
Yeah. And with all that in mind, you weighed in after the fact. Not before the fact. Mm-hmm. You never campaigned.
Nope.
You didn't endorse.
Nope.
Just no after influence. After no the dust had settled, you're like, oh, I have a picture with that guy.
Which Glenn sent me.
Oh, well, then that changes everything.
That just helps your ticket sale thing. That was good.
And I said, fault.
That's easy.
Well, that's really easy. Because Glenn is... I would say in the time I've known Glenn,
yeah.
which is a long time, long. 25 years, 30 years, I don't know, long time. I have known Glenn to be a weasel 2, maybe 3 times.
And for a manager, that's the highest praise you can get.
It almost makes him not a good manager. Very, very rarely a weasel. And most of his weaseldom is holding back information mm-hmm. until a later time. He doesn't hold it back forever, but he times it a little weaselly, whereas I blurt, mm-hmm. he times it. He's measured. In this particular case, I said to him after I got the tsunami
yeah.
of blowback, like the one that covered Japan, that sure was funny, wasn't it? Go ahead. Come at me. I agree with everything Gilbert Gottfried said about the tsunami in Japan.
In perpetuity.
In perpetuity. Everything he will say in the future. And by the way...
Probably be better voting for Newsom.
I agree with everything Norm MacDonald ever said on mic and off. I think he was not only really funny, but everything he said was correct. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, Glenn's one of the only weasel things Glenn ever did, right?
Yeah.
When something happens in the news, Glenn will often send me a picture. Often, if someone dies and there's someone that I cared about and there's a picture, he will send me a picture with that person and I'll write a little thing, send it out, right?
Yeah.
Which I've done many, many times. Which I don't, incidentally, have a picture with Norm MacDonald. Isn't it weird that I didn't know him?
Yes.
Because we have all the same mutual friends.
Yeah, you're very much an age.
I respected him tremendously. And we just never crossed paths. Also, Dylan Freak, both Dylan Freaks.
Yeah.
And never crossed paths. Very strange.
Yeah.
Boy, he's good. Boof! Was Norm MacDonald good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Glenn sends me the picture the day after the California thing. And I take that very picture that Glenn sent me, and I add the I agree with everything Hitler said tag to it. And then I send it off to Twitter. And then I say the next day, when I get all the hate, I say to Glenn, you know, I feel a little better because you can't reprimand me because you sent me that picture. You know what Glenn said back? You know what Glenn said back? Glenn sent back, it never crossed my mind that you would tweet that. What? You know what I wrote back? No joke, Glenn. This is serious. Fuck you. You don't get to do that. Every picture you've ever sent me after an event, you have wanted me to post. And this time I was supposed to psychically know you didn't? Shut up. He goes, well, I really didn't. I said, Glenn, I said I was serious. Shut up. You're not a weasel. Don't be one now. And to Glenn's credit, he didn't say another word.
He shut up.
Not another word. Not another
good
word.
Good for him.
He just walked away. Also on Twitter this week, which you might not have been able to notice on my Twitter feed, we're doing a trick in the show now.
Yeah.
With a memorized deck of cards that I give to someone in the audience, right? Mm-hmm. And I say, you get to keep this deck, keep it in this order. And for the rest of my life, if you see me, show me the deck.
Oh, yeah.
Ask me a number, I'll tell you the card. Any card, I'll tell you the number. Or you can go on Twitter. This wonderful, wonderful person. Let me see if I can, I can probably pull up who it was, which might actually help the story somewhat. This wonderful person. I have it right here.
Oh, it's Gavin Newsom.
Team Austin. It's @YOUTOECREW. UTOCREW. YOUTOECREW. Okay. Also on Instagram. This woman, I had her on stage and I gave her the deck, right? She wrote on Twitter, sent this just delightful picture of her holding the deck from her hometown and held it up and took a picture and then put on the caption, I agree with everything Hitler's ever said. Plus, she said, now, did you know, it was a long tweet. She said, did you know that the keyboard player, the second keyboard player, not the piano player, his name was Billy Gillette. She said, Doc Severance. She said, okay, let's see how good you are. What's 26? I wrote back, 4 spades. And she put up this delightful Instagram video, which you should really check out. It's really, it's so sweet. And I know this is self-serving because it makes me feel wonderful. But she puts on the Instagram, she opens the deck and says, okay, let's see how good Penn is. And she says, nothing up my sleeves. And then she counts down and she gets 25. And then she turns over 26 and says, 4 of freaking spades, 4 of freaking spades. And it's a really, really delightful, delightful video.
Oh, that's great.
And then I wrote back, no. You reverse the order. You counted them face down, so you reverse the order. Don't reverse the, I was out of my mind because I thought she'd ruin the deck so we couldn't do this again. And she wrote back, calm down. I put them back in order. You're okay. she brought me right back. So what I'm saying is about my life in show business, that Springsteen, during his lows, might worry about the 3,600 people hating him.
Yeah.
But me, I'm happy with UTOCREW, UTOCREW, and that wonderful video because that makes being in show business worthwhile. Yeah. And I'll tell you, if I didn't have people like UTOCREW doing these wonderful things and who get it, I would be despondent about that. But you know, it's hard to get upset when you post after the fact a picture of you with somebody and right away they say you're supporting Hitler.
Yes.
I mean,
people are awfully quick to jump to that.
Yeah.
And with the knowledge that if you tried to explain it, it wouldn't help. Like we don't, clarification and apologies don't matter on social media at all.
You know, I used to do that when I would make a mistake. Yeah. I would answer every single person.
Yes.
And, you know, on this one, I picked a select few and didn't answer them. And then all the rest I didn't answer.
Yes.
I answered none of them. Because if you can't look at that picture and their answer to it and figure that out yourself, I don't think.
There's no amount of typing.
Well, I don't even know. There might be an amount of typing that would do it. But maybe I don't want to explain it to you.
Right.
And I was never that kind of person. But I think I may have crossed over to the kind of person that just says, if you think elders would be better for California than Gavin Newsom, and you think that me posting a picture with him is supporting everything he's ever done, fuck you.
Right.
I've never been like that.
Right.
But now maybe fuck you. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. But I want to be, if I haven't made this very clear, I agree with everything. You know, I don't know, but I don't agree with everything I've thought in the past hour.
Right.
Don't.
Yeah.
I don't. And I'm also constantly changing and also full of contradictions. You know, there's, I believe that everyone should get vaccinated. And I believe I'm a little bit creeped out by vaccination mandates.
Right.
I'm a little creeped out by them. But I also want everybody vaccinated. Those two things fight within me. You know, I don't think it's a good idea for the government to force vaccination. But I also don't think it's a good idea to have as many people dying in this country every 2 days as died on 9/11.
Yeah.
I mean, there was an article in the Times about how World Trade Center was attacked, and we sent thousands of young people into harm's way to try to make sure that didn't happen again.
Yeah,
we sent people into harm's way with guns and with guns pointed at them. Mm-hmm. And we sent them into harm's way knowing that many of them would die and be injured. And all of them had something better to do.
Right.
But we sent them into harm's way. And now that many people are dying every 2 days. And we were willing to let people make incredible sacrifices in the military. And we are willing to put a piece of cloth over our mouth and nose to protect other people and to stop another 9/11 from happening every 2 days. Fuck you.
Right.
You selfish motherfucker. You were okay sending people over there, and you're not okay putting a fucking mask on to protect others?
I believe your position is the same as mine.
That's
always true. We should never have a mandate to do this. But what the fuck is wrong with you that you didn't go do it for us?
Yeah.
Why weren't you part of us?
Yeah.
Why didn't you do that?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's just,
I should not ever have to lock the door to my house.
Right.
But why are you robbing it, motherfucker? Now I got to lock it.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, this is, wherever that line is, I believe we've crossed it.
And also, like, while this political—
What the fuck are you doing in Florida? What the fuck are you doing? You're a fucking laboratory. You're a fucking laboratory creating strains of this fucking virus that'll take us all down. Stop it.
Yeah.
And we know how to do it. And what the fuck? Oh, the vaccine is experimental, so I'll take fucking horse dewormer. What the fuck is wrong with you? Go ahead. By the way, I agree with everything he's going to say.
Horse dewormer. What's a horse to?
we live in Vegas, you know, and while this battle rages on, it's not hypothetical for us, you know? It's like you weighing in on these things is because right now we're trying to do our best to uphold our industry. We have zero foreign visitors to Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. and it's continued to be zero as long as we have these numbers. Yeah. And that is a direct attack on our city and how it functions.
There is no doubt in my mind,
yeah,
which does not mean it's true. There is no doubt in my mind,
yeah,
that if the United States had done vaccinations at a reasonable rate,
yeah,
85-90%, if the whole country were Vermont,
yeah,
we'd all done that kind of thing, there's no doubt in my mind we would be filled up in the Penn and Teller Theater.
Yeah.
If you want to put this in financial terms, if that's all you can understand,
yeah,
okay. If you're worried about your taxes in California, yes, I pay fewer taxes in Nevada, but you not being vaccinated, not wearing masks, is costing me more than all your taxes in California.
Yeah.
Your individual taxes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous and it's terrible. And when the Texas abortion thing happened, which I won't go into now, I thought the New York Times and MSNBC were not freaked out enough.
Right.
I wrote to Lawrence O'Donnell and said, why aren't people screaming constantly? This is the weirdest thing. It's not, let's not even talk about the abortion issue, which is huge and really important, but this is not law. This is not the way law is done. Yeah. Aristotle, Plato, why aren't people? And then the New York Times wrote this innovative law in Texas. And I went, did they just use the adjective innovative?
Yeah.
Because innovative, yeah. North Korea's government, that's innovative. I don't know. I was bugged,
yeah,
by a lot of stuff, but not bugged by, what I say,
Utokru.
Utokru. I was not bugged. Utokru was a little bit of happiness,
yeah,
in my week. Because, you know, I got to tell you, Utokru, mm-hmm, and 3,600 fools comparing me to Hitler.
Yeah.
There's no comparison that the picture of her smiling with a deck of cards that I gave her overwhelms that by a factor of 100.
Right.
You know, that thoughtful enjoying and understanding of a bit that I put together precisely so she would experience that. That's precisely the plan. That's precisely how the line, that is just that joy of being understood. And yeah, understanding what I meant by that card trick is, I think, at my age right now, more important than understanding what I feel about Gavin Newsom. Tommy Newsom's son. That was Penn Sunday School. Cha cha cha. You become naked. I even like Hitler's paintings. We're gonna get to all Godot's adventures Wednesday. That's what Wednesday's gonna be. It'll be all Godot.
We haven't gone through our adjective thing yet.
Oh no, we didn't. Well, that was just there. We'll do it later. We do that same intro. You do that every week. It was good for you.
All right. I'm sticking with that one.
You know we love you. Hey, Matt Donald, you got anybody to thank?
Yes. The following people also agree with everything Penn's ever endorsed. Here are people that back us on patreon.com/Penn. Apparently no matter what. Find people like Nicole Martin, Matthew Rausch, Crazy Cat Lady Scoop, Nick Hemsing, Music Man, Jamie Thrasher, Rachel Hawkins, Mark Smith, Jake Schneider, Peter Hoke, Mark Hauser, Doug Hirschberger, Jeremy Davidson, Robin Garnett, Ovi Demetrian Jr., Jeremy R. 2022, Winter Wiakowski, and Allison Sage. Thanks you so much.
Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you go on holiday, there is no finer achievement than doing absolutely nothing. Nothing on the beach, nothing by the pool. Walking kind of nowhere and chatting about nothing. As an Expedia member, you can save up to 30% when you add a hotel to your flight. So you can have a bit more money to go out there with great ambition to do absolutely nothing. Expedia, made to travel.